background? Do you think you have the silver fern, the white silver fern, on a black background? Do you think that is insipid and slightly evil looking? Would you like something else? If so, what would you like? Be as creative as you like. Get on the phone. Give us a call. 340-1098 or 0800-80-1080. Later in the program, I want to discuss the long-standing Christchurch City Councillor, Helen Broughton, who has quit a committee that oversees the controversial Chief Executive, Tony Marriott. Of course, her resignation comes on the eve of this investigation into Marriott's performance, which is being presented to Council, so we'll discuss that a little bit later on in the program. We are also discussing tagging. Tagging in our city, is it getting worse? This is off the back of the fact that the CTV sign that says, "Please respect this site," was tagged. Are our penalties for taggers strong enough? 340-1098-0800-80-1080. Get on the phone, give us a call. Ray, good morning.
Good morning, Chris. I've got a simple suggestion for the flag.
Yes.
Instead of a black background,
yep,
use our current flag, eliminate the Southern Cross, and diagonally from the open end of it, right across the blue to the middle at the bottom, a large silver fern.
In
place of the Southern Cross.
You see, I think if we can incorporate the Southern Cross, I think that's still great. I love that.
Well, that's the thing. Everybody's complaining they can't pick the difference between that and Australia.
But there is a nice design that's been floating around a wee while now with the New Zealand with the flag, and it has the Southern Cross on one side, a silver fern in the middle, and red and blue. That makes up the rest of the flag, and it still, for me, that feels like it's in keeping with our original design, but it gives it a more contemporary, I suppose, more New Zealand appeal.
Yeah, well, I think the blue is always distinguishable among flags, and I think it's good to maintain that. But anyhow, I felt that if you took the Southern Cross stars away from the bottom and diagonally across the open end of the flag, a large silver fern, and you'd soon recognise New Zealand flag from the Australian one.
Well, that's something at least. Hey, Ray, have a great day.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Thanks for calling in this morning.
Good tab.
Bye-bye. Tess, good morning to you.
Is that you, Chris?
Yes, hi.
Hi. Hey, few things. Apart from my son's girlfriend's puppy who's here, I was thinking about the tagging, and I said to Russell a while ago about these houses that have been tagged out on, I think it's Anzac Drive, and they're two-storey, big places.
Oh, we're talking the empty houses, yeah?
Empty, yes. But the other thing is, and you're saying about put them in high-vis jackets and stuff.
Yep.
Somebody has to supply them with paints.
That's right, yeah.
Unless they make their own paint.
But I guess what I'm suggesting, though, is if you name and chain them and they have to go out with their paint and their bright orange jumper, chances are they'll never do it again, Tess.
Hopefully.
They'll never, ever do it again.
Yep. Oh, I agree. But as I say, there's a hardware store somewhere in town who's giving them, selling paint.
Well, I know that the council is fantastic, and with its support group, with its support it gives to various community organisations around Christchurch, where it gives people, volunteers, the paint for free to go out and clean up the graffiti, which is lovely. We had an earlier caller from Hoon Hay, and that's nice to hear.
Yes.
And he said to me, you know, at least our paint, we've got more paint than they do.
More paint than they have.
Which is great to hear.
Yes.
But it's just sad. I mean, people should be enjoying their time, spending time with their partners and friends and family,
exactly.
As opposed to...
One of my son's friends lost his mum in the February shake.
Right.
You know, and it's sort of quite personal, really.
It is personal. When they start... I compare it to somebody who destroys or vandalises a gravestone.
Yes.
If not worse, because of the sacredness and the memories, as painful as they are, for those family and friends of those who died at the CDV site.
Exactly. You know? I lost my optometrist as well, Paul Dunlop.
Oh, really?
He had a place in New Regent Street. But on that day, excuse me, he was having the day off. And he was someplace else and was crushed.
Gee, that's horrible, isn't it? To think that if he was working, you know, you can always think, what if? It's sad. But you're right, though. The graffiti, it gets under the skin, doesn't it? It's so personal when it's perpetrated by somebody who probably doesn't care.
Couldn't give a hoot.
No. And if they do give a hoot, that makes it even sicker because they know what they're doing is wrong.
Well, exactly.
And in a way, Tess, I just hope whoever did it was probably drunk or high or, you know, yeah. It almost makes you feel like it. At least that's an excuse, it's a reason,
exactly.
You know, at least their mind was elsewhere.
Yeah.
But frankly, I suspect not, because it's a very detailed-looking scribble, you know? It looks like it's a signature of some sort.
Oh, it's a foreign language, isn't it?
It's crap. That's what it is. It's,
rubbish.
Tess, have a lovely day.
Okie doke.
Thanks for calling in this morning.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It is News Talk ZB 10 to 10. How do you feel about graffiti in our city? What do you think the most appropriate penalty is for these taggers? Because the reason why they do it is they know they can get away with it. And if they get caught, they know whatever penalty they'll face will probably be quite light. Really keen to hear from anybody who has caught somebody tagging their property. What did you do about it? Did you call the police? Has your property been targeted before because it's in a high visible public place? Are you getting sick of it? Get on the phone, give us a call, 340-1098, 0800-80-1080. We're also discussing, of course, the New Zealand flag. John Key, of course, wants a change to the silver firm. All callers this morning have been in support of changing the New Zealand flag. I'm quite surprised by this. I really would like to hear from somebody who thinks, leave it alone. Come on, get on the phone. Give me a call this morning. Looking forward to taking your calls and speaking with you. It is 9 to 10. We've got just one spare line.
We all know there's lots of great reasons for going to Sequoia Radiate. They have fantastic food and excellent service. But what about those special occasions? Wedding anniversaries, special birthdays perhaps, community groups, your work function and your family getaways. They're all a good reason to go to Sequoia Radiate. We're privileged, for whatever reason, you choose us for your special function. It's nothing unusual for us in a night time to have a 21st, a golden winning anniversary, and a, say, for instance, a 40th birthday party. Because we can cater for all the different groups, and I know that we can sincerely cater for their food likes. We have it all there for you, with the live entertainment on a Friday and Saturday evening, for a special get-together. Give us the privilege of seeing you for your function at Sequoia 88, Bing, Christchurch's number one.
Experience the Dixon difference with Dixon Homes. More than 70,000 homes have been built under the Dixon Home name since 1959. With a choice of over 1,900 designs, there's one to suit you. Or they can help you with your own unique design. Go online to find out more at dixonhomes.co.nz or see them at 64 Carmen Road. Building a new home is an exciting experience, so make sure you see Dixon Homes first. From start to finish, experience the Dixon difference. Phone 349 0020.
Winter's here, but we're getting through it together. If your home needs emergency repairs to make it watertight because of earthquake damage, there's help available. From the right advice to a wide range of services and practical support. So if you need some extra help over winter, call the Canterbury Support Line on 0800 777 846. 7 days a week from 9 a.m. till 11 p.m. And help make winter a little easier for all of us.
News Talk to B, Canterbury Mornings with Chris Lynch. Monday's debate this morning. Later we'll speak to Martin Meehan, the man that is trying to stop the redevelopment of the Hackney Park Oval. Where do you sit on this? We'll also speak to international cricketer Andrew Ellis, who is challenging Martin Meehan, saying, get over yourself, we need this to go ahead. Those two will go head-to-head on this program at next hour. We will continue your talk back. 340-1098. 0800 80 1080. Really keen to hear from people out there who would like the New Zealand flag to stay as it is. 340 1098 0800 80 1080. That was a bit of a slip there. Bill, good morning.
Good morning. Very interesting topic regarding the New Zealand flag.
Yes.
All due respect to the First World War men who are all gone, and the Second World War jokers that fought for their country.
Yes.
I was in the army myself. I'm now 93, coming 94, And but I think myself that we could move on and have what would be a colourful flag for us was a light blue background with a Southern Cross on it going from top left to the bottom right.
Yes.
And the silver fern in the middle.
That's not unlike somebody's design already that's been out there for quite a while.
Is it?
The only difference, and I quite like it, Bill, they've got blue on one on the right-hand side, red on the other, the silver fern's in the middle, and the Southern Cross is on the right.
Right.
I like that because that sort of keeps the traditional look of what we've been all about all these years, but it also gives it a contemporary look too.
Yes.
So you're on the right track, Bill. I like your thoughts.
Yes, well, see, we've got to remember that we belong to a club, which is the Commonwealth, which is a great trade bloc in the world for today.
Mm.
And I think we're all basically traditionalists.
I think we are all traditionalists, but I think we could do something more contemporary. We've got to take a break, Bill.
There's lots of great reasons why you should be taking your party to Sequoia 88 for that family function, the community groups perhaps, the work functions. Always a problem, where do we go? Go to Sequoia 88. Special birthdays too, and of course, what else? Wedding anniversaries. That's right, Macca, we cater for them all, and we're privileged if you choose us to see you for your special lunch or dinner at special function at Sequoia 88. It is, I assure you, Christchurch's number one.
There's a story behind every recycled piece at Musgrove's.
Life in the 50s was exciting for her. She was there when Hillary conquered Everest. She was there when Aunt Daisy was on the radio. And she was there when bodgies and wedgies were the rage. And now this white porcelain cloakroom sink waits for you.
Build some history into your future. Musgrove's, buyers and sellers of recycled building materials and joinery. Because everything deserves another chance in life.
Topcat Roof and Brick. See their new brick displays and get the bricks that are right for your home. Topcat Roof and Brick. For tile roof repairs and both new and re-roofs. South Tile, your premier insulation specialists and totally understand insulation. Just the best quality and the best service. Whether it's products, performance or price, premier insulation won't be beaten. South Tile, your premier insulation specialist. Along with Topcat Roof and Brick. Your roof and brick specialist at 237 Annex Road. 3384666.
If Canterbury's wondering about it, Chris is asking about it. The question, the talkback. Canterbury Mornings with Chris Lynch on Newstalk ZB.
Next up, we will continue your talkback. If you have something to say about the New Zealand flag being changed, you're more than welcome to give us a call right now. We can call you back. We'll also have the cricket debate after 10 o'clock as well. Local news with Scarlett Sultanovich is just moments away.
At Sequoia 88, there's always something changing, so you're always kept interested. They're always tweaking things, raising that bar a bit. It's interesting stuff, and they never, ever get complacent on what they do at Sequoia 88.
That's right, Macca. I mean, you know, what we're doing now, you like Indian, we do the Indian dishes, we do the Thai dishes, you know we do the Chinese dishes, we specialise in seafood. We continue to make sure this food concept is Christchurch's number one dining offer.
Experience the Dixon difference with Dixon Homes. More than 70,000 homes have been built under the Dixon Home name since 1959. With a choice of over 1,900 designs, there's one to suit you. Or they can help you with your own unique design. Go online to find out more at dixonhomes.co.nz or see them at 64 Carmen Road. Building a new home is an exciting experience, so make sure you see Dixon Homes first. From start to finish, experience the Dixon difference. Phone 349 0020.
Get ready to cross the ditch, because for 2 days only, House of Travel's having a massive Aussie holiday sellout. Grab an unbelievable bargain with loads of specials, like flights and 7 nights on the Gold Coast from an incredible $599 per adult, or flights and 2 nights in Sydney from only $479 per adult from Christchurch by Air New Zealand. Don't miss out. Sale ends Tuesday, 5 p.m. Come in store or call 0800 838 747. House of Travel, how Kiwis see the world.
It's just on 10 o'clock, which means it's Dilmah Single Region Salon Supreme time. Why not pop the kettle on and pop online to dilmah.co.nz for the chance to win your share of 100,000 cups of Dilmah Single Region range we're giving away.
Smith City makes home heating easy with our great selection of heating options. From wood burners to heat pumps, including Mitsubishi Electric, call today for a free measure and quote.
Smith City makes it easy.
Canterbury Mornings with Chris Lynch. Local issues, local information. Weekdays from 8:30 on Newstalk ZB Christchurch. Weekdays from 8:30 on Newstalk ZB Christchurch.